Zach, this is dictating on Cheryl Corbisiero. Cheryl, Cheryl Corbisiero is Corbesero. Corbesero. C as in cat. B as in boy. Corbisiero. Date of birth is 1-18-58. Date of visit is 2-21-23. Please make copy for Humberto Pays. Humberto. Humberto. Pays. Paez. MD. Paez. MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath for 1 year. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 65-year-old female who is overweight and has a history of smoking for over 50 years. Has been short of breath for about a year and complains of wheezing and occasional cough. The patient had a chest CT done on 1/6/23, which showed no significant lung nodules, and there was evidence of mild emphysema. There was a calcified gallstone. And was otherwise unremarkable. The patient has some symptoms of snoring and denies any apnea, but has never had a sleep study done. She has leg swelling, for which she takes a diuretic. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of C-section times 2 and a history of left total hip replacement in 07, C-spine fusion at C6 and 7, and a laparoscopic cholecystectomy in February of 23. She has hypothyroidism and osteoporosis. Denies hypertension. Next paragraph, medalist included sertraline 50 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 112 micrograms daily, lovastatin 20 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril, Vumex 2 milligrams a day, and Ventolin inhaler, vitamin D3. Daily. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next, habits. Patient smoked about 5 cigarettes per day for 50 years. One pack per day for 50 years. Presently at 5 cigarettes per day. Occasional alcohol use. Worked as a surgical tech. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of lung cancer. Mother has lung cancer. Father died of old age. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and no significant cough. She has no nausea, vomiting. She has leg pains, leg swelling, and anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has numbness of the extremities, no headaches, no blackouts, no skin rash, no itching. And she has no hay fever or asthma. Complaints of fatigue. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 219, saturation 96. HENT anomalous, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Except no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. She has equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes, palatally prolonged expiration. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so no nest to no ST gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema. No calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Probable COPD and number two is severe obesity. Number three, rule out obstructive sleep apnea. Number four, hyperlipidemia. And number five is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan, patient. Number six is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan, patient is, the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and a polysomnographic study. Advised to lose weight and advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She will also get an IgE level and alpha-1 antitrypsin phenotype. She was placed on a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Humberto Paez, H-U-M-B-E-R-T-O. Paez is P-A-E-Z. Thank you. Let's start this.